You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements that have been happening throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Otto1890's David Shapiro to take a look at markets and see if we can make sense of them. Uncle David, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. No, we're back at 15 Rand 98. We're at 15 Rand 93 when I passed the SASFIN offices a little earlier today, and I was quite happy to see that level. The Rand fighting fit, there's a lot that is going on at the moment against the US dollar, but it is very lovely to see the Rand below 16 Rand.
I think we're going to keep seeing it. I don't think the dollar weakness is over yet. I still think there are a lot of issues that America have to handle. There's still a lot of concern about the budget, you know, about Trump's budget, his big, beautiful budget. It's not going the way he thought it would go, in the sense that, you know, he gave tax cuts as well and was hoping to recover the money with tariffs. And everything's gone the wrong way. The Iranian war has unsettled it. Inflation still remains high because of oil price. So he's battling on all fronts. He's really a very difficult situation. And I think Scott Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary, equivalent to the Minister of Finance, his actions to try and buy bonds off the market, long bonds off the market, I think it's an act of desperation. They're very, very worried about rates going up. So I think as long as this uncertainty continues and the question marks about Trump's administration and the economy, I think, you know, dollar will go under pressure and Rand will continue. And, you know, I've seen reports now saying buy the Rand, buy the Brazilian real, you know, by emerging market currencies and that. So that's another action that's going to, you know, keep the Rand fairly strong. So I'm not sure that, you know, we've seen the best level of the Rand yet. It still can get better, meaning, you know, down to the 1550s or thereabouts.
Uncle David, that Rand strength as well is something that we are looking forward to, because from an inflation point of view and how it is that our central bank takes a look at its interest rate decisions, the strength of the Rand bodes in the favor of South Africans, because we often then don't see those interest rate hikes. I want to get your thoughts around how it is that monetary policies are starting to kind of shift as well, particularly as you mentioned U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and we spoke about that last week, and the U.S. Treasury's decision rather to repurchase some long-dated bonds from their perspective. The markets are clearly shifting and adjusting to this Trump administration and the global factors, and that adjustment is presenting new opportunities for once. At some point, you and I were very stressed about the markets, but it seems like we're finally making heads or tails of where we're going.
Well, the markets are still strong. The U.S. economy is still very robust. They came out with numbers today. So why the markets are a little unsettled is that there was a view that if inflation comes down and the economic data is weak, Kevin Warsh, who's speaking at Jackson Hole on Friday, might be inclined to hold off raising rates and actually start to bring down rates. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. So, you know, you've got all these cross currents at the happening. The one area, I say this each week, they're two different markets. The equity market in the U.S. is still pretty steady. We're waiting for NVIDIA's numbers to come out today. It's always a big event. Jimmy, you know, you know what they're expecting? Sales of 91, this is quarterly, hey? $91 billion, okay? So when you translate that into Rand, even at 16, it's 1.5 trillion Rand a quarter. That's the size of this business, and it's very important to the success of AI. So you've still got that strong force which is holding up equity markets. But when we get to the debt markets, which has its own personality and its own culture and following, that's where the dollar weakness is coming in. But on the equity side, it's pretty strong. So, you know, you've got to try to put all these factors together, but there's no clear There's no, you know, no line that joins all of these. It's all over the place.
Uncle David, the reason I brought in the central bank's decisions was because Jackson Hole, the Jackson Hole Symposium takes place this week. We know it's an annual event. It is basically the World Cup final for Federal Reserves and banking institutions. And I want to get your thoughts around what then becomes the focal point this year, because this is the first Jackson Hole since the Middle East tensions began. They kicked off only at the start of this year, more officially. So last year's theme and mindset and mentality coming into 2026 has completely been shattered by the developing all the developments out of the Middle East. What then becomes the focal point of this year's symposium?
Well, look, it's always an academic gathering. It's the kind of gathering you wouldn't, you'll fall asleep within a few minutes of someone presenting a paper. You know, it's one of those kind of meetings where we shouldn't be invited or shouldn't even be there, you know, just. But I think the focal point is the keynote speech on Friday, which is Kevin Warsh, and it's his first one. And everybody's waiting for some kind of direction to work out where he's taking monetary policy. You know, in other words, where he's going to take interest rates. Is he going to raise? Is he going to attack inflation aggressively? At the moment, he's hedging. You know, he's hedging, look, I've got to look at the data. I need to do it. I need to have a better understanding. That's not necessarily bearish or dovish. I mean, dovish or hawkish. No one really understands him at the moment. So we're hoping that at this meeting, we get a little more clarity about where rates are going. I'm sure Letecha will be there. You know, he's a great academic himself. But, you know, from our point of view, from South Africa's point of view, you did right. If the rand continues to improve, you saw we haven't raised rates yet. We're hoping, and things are stabilizing, steadying. We're hoping that this will help us on inflation. We need it because, Jimmy, if you go through the numbers, if you go through all the results, there's a lot of pressure. You know, I know that you're going to cover some results tonight, and you always do. But I mean, if you go through them on a day-to-day basis, companies here are battling in an economy that's not giving them any help. And we see immense weakness in the retail sector. You know, shares just keep falling. So this is an economy that we need something to be done. We need as much stimulus or as much that we can get, you know, in order to get spending up, to get growth up.
Markets certainly needing the best outcomes at the moment and still remaining resilient in spite of some of the challenges that they find themselves confronted with. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Thank you, as always, to Otto 1890's David Shapiro for joining us to take a look at markets, the Jackson Hole Symposium taking place later this week, and how that could potentially influence the market sentiment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.